The Mishnah and Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Beis describes, of course, the Isra of Hosa. In order to be Chayiv Midarais, it's necessary to do an Akira, transfer of Rishus, and followed by a Hanacha. And of course, the many details, what if this is done through two individuals, one who does the Akira, the other who does the Hanacha, but it's very clear that if person A does absolutely everything, and all I do is simply receive the Chayfetz, so in such a case, he is Chayiv, and I am absolutely Patur. So if you look at the Rush here in the very beginning of the Sugya, the Rush writes, I understand that I'm not going to be Chayiv. After all, by receiving the Chayfetz, I did not violate in any shape or form the Malach of Hotsa. But is it really appropriate to say that what I did is absolutely Mutter, that I'm squeaky clean? As a result of my accepting the Chayfetz, he now violates the Isser Daraisa of Hotsa. This person is Chayiv, Skila, Kareis, Katos, and at least there should be an Isser of Lifnei Velositin Mirsha. So the Rush writes, that is absolutely true. That when our Gemara tells us that one is not Chayiv, it doesn't mean that you're scot-free. In terms of the Isser of Chilul Shabbos, that you're not participating in the Isser of Hotsa, but obviously there is an Isser of Lifnei Velositin Mirsha. So therefore, one should not leave the sugya and think that one is allowed to receive the chayfetz, because al yedei zeh you're being machshil acherim. If you look in the pirush of Rabbi Kaveger in this opening Mishnah, Rabbi Kaveger cites this chiddush of the Rush and writes that you realize that there is a clear nafkamina, whether it's an isser of Chilul Shabbos or whether it's an isser of lifnei iver. Because after all, Rabbi Kaveger tells us, realize how chomer Shabbos is. That Shabbos is considered to be among the averos chamura sad kedekach, that if a person is a mumar l'chala Shabbos, he's considered to be a mumar v'chala tarakula. And that, Rabbi Kaveger writes, is uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos. That is not true when it comes to lifnei iver of chilul Shabbos. And therefore, it's important to know that when a person receives the chayfetz, what exactly is he doing? If he's participating in Malachi Shabbos, we would say that Dino Kamumar B'chala Tarakula. If all he's doing is Lifneiver, true, it is Usr, but Lifneiver of Yisrei Shabbos is not the same as a person who indeed is Mechalo Shabbos. And that, no doubt, that Rosh Rabbi Kaveger opens up an entire window to how it is that one understands the Yisra of Lifneiver Lositein Mirsha. What exactly is the nature, the focus, the scope of this Isser Daraisa? That sugya of Adazar Daf of Mergez gives us examples. Imagine that a person is a Nazir and wine is out of reach. That's the case of the Gemara of Treyurvi Dinahara. And I go ahead and I facilitate. I toss him the bottle of Yayin, and now he's able to go ahead and to drink. So I will violate an Isser Lifneiver. And the Gemara has a case even when it comes to a Goy as well. I go ahead and I provide him with Avram and Achai, in Issa Daraisa for the guy, that would be my violation of Lifneiver. How exactly do you understand the nature of that Issa of Lifneiver? Maybe one could argue as follows, that, you know, Lifneiver is an independent Issa, an Issa Klali, unrelated to the particular Avera at hand. The Issa Lifneiver is simply Simas Mirshal. And there are many examples of a mikshal. A mikshal could be an Isser of Nazirus, an Isser of Eiv Ben Achai, an Isser of Shabbos. But the Ifneiver does not take on the characteristics of the Avera at hand. If I'm mikshal person A to consume Eiv Ben Achai, and person B to go ahead and to drink wine if he is an Azir, the Isser is exactly the same. The Isser is a Simas mikshal. Mashal Amadavadomeh. Oh, the Sifra writes, there's another example of Lifneiver, and that is to go ahead and to place a stumbling block in front of a Summa Badavar. Summa Badavar. What exactly does that mean? He's not an Eiver physically, he can't see, but a person is unaware. And I give him ill advice. That's the example that the Taras Kohanim writes. I go ahead and I give a person an Eitzara. Oh, that's an Isra of Leaf neiver. Obviously, I give a person an Eitzara in terms of business. I give a person an Eitzara in terms of learning. I give a person an Eitzara in terms of what community he should live in. It's a separate Avera depending on the Eitzah. Then you would argue that no, that Eitzara just simply is a din klali. No, a summa badavar. It's considered to be an Eitzara, whether it's this example or that example, but it doesn't take on the characteristic of the particular Eitzah at hand. Well, maybe that's true when it comes to Yisurim as well. Just like in the realm of Eitzah, ill advice. Leaf neighbor seems to be a din klali. Maybe that's true when it comes to Yisurim, or maybe not. Maybe not at all. When it comes to Eitzah, I get that. But when it comes to cases of Yisurim, well, I'll tell you a chiddush. An Avera was violated. To whom do we attribute this Avera? Obviously the Otsa Avera, that's true. But you know what? You facilitated the Avera. And the fact that you had a hand, you facilitated the Avera, oh, let's assume like the Sheet of Tosfos that, and without your participation, the Avera would not have been violated. Well, Hoshav Shat, that Sugin, Avodah Zarah and Davah, guess what? This is a composite Maisa Avera. The Avera is not only attributed to the Osa Avera, but it's attributed to you because you were the facilitator. And therefore, you became a shutaf in the Maisa Avera itself. It's not just simply a din klali of an Eitzara, but much, much more than that. That it takes on the very essence, the character, the nature of the Avera at hand. And if I, Rachmana Litzlan, provoke someone to Mechalal Shabbos, I have a hand in Chilul Shabbos. I provoke someone to drink wine and he's a nazir, so therefore I have a hand in that Avera. But you know what? Could very well be that the Isser of Leaf Neiver of Chilul Shabbos is much more chamor than the Isser Leaf Neiver when it comes to Shtiyas Yayin of a nazir. Because Shabbos is an Isser Skila, and a nazir drinking Yayin is an Isser Lav. And therefore, there's a sliding scale in terms of the nature of the Isser Leaf Neiver, because Leaf Neiver takes on the characteristics of the particular Avera at hand. And that would be a classic example, this Rosh, this Rabbi Kameger. If a person is guilty of Leaf Neiver of Chilul Shabbos, is that considered to be a form of Chilul Shabbos? Could I argue that, what do you mean, that even Leaf Neiver, I am considered to be a mumer l'chalal Shabbos, because as a result of what I did, I caused chilul Shabbos daraisa. And therefore, it's not like shar isurim, but rather has the status of dine Shabbos. And this is one way to understand, oh, machlokes, balmor, ramban, sanhedrin, daf ayin dalet, daf yud, zayin, and daf beharif, where the Gemara asks the profound question, now that, how is it possible for Esther Hamalka to become involved with Achashverosh? How could that possibly be? After all, the Gemara says, Esther b'farhesi havai. Isn't that an example of something that warrants Mesiras Nefesh? Shouldn't it be Yehareg v'yavor? Or machlokis between Abaye and Rava? Abaye and Rava. Abaye says the following, Esther karkolam haisa. Esther karkolam haisa. Okay. Theme for another Shir Klali. What exactly does that mean? Esther Karkal Maisa. Today is in Ran. Today is in Moke Yosef. Okay. That when it comes to the Maisa Bia, therefore, she did not actively participate and therefore didn't warrant Mesiras Nefesh. Okay. All of a sudden, Rava says, Hanos Atzman. Hanos Atzman Shani. If I were to ask Achashverosh, what is your motivation? What was your motivation? Would it mamish be a religious principle? Lavir Ladas. What was motivating Achashverosh was purely bodily pleasure. Hanos Atzman. And therefore, if that was his mindset, it didn't result in Mesiras Nefesh Yehareg V'yavor. And the Gemara says, I'll give you another example of Hanos Atzman. Kavonki v'damoniki. Providing an Ovid of Avodah Zarah with a particular type of kli. Why were they using that heater? It was for the purpose of Hanos Atzman. Oh, and therefore, that also is not considered to be Yehareg V'yavor. Well, that's the Teretz of Rav. So if you look in Balamor, Yedzayin and Daf Yarif, the Balamor writes a stunning chiddush. Ooh. We're talking about Gilei Arayos. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. And yet Rava says, Hanos Atzman Shani. So you see, even when it comes to Averos Chamuros, Gilarayos, Avarazara, the why question is critical. Why is it that the perpetrator is doing so? Why is he doing so? If he's doing so, oh, Lavir Ladas, okay, Ragway Avor. But if he's doing so for the purposes of an Asatzon, then it is not Yehurg Vayavur, even when it comes to Arayos, even when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Wow, that's a stunning Chiddush of Balamor, because those are two examples the Gemara gives. Kili Arayos and Avodah Zarah. That's something which is stunning. The Ramban writes, absolutely not. The Ramban Lamo Chamos. What do you mean? Avodah Zarah, Kili Arayos, Shrichas Damim. Is Yehurg Vayavur done, finished? The why question? Forget about the why question. When it comes to Shari Surim, that typically are not Yehurg Vayavur, then there's certain times that yes, depending on what the motivation of the one who is forcing you to do so is. But when it comes to the Averos HaChamuros, forget about the why question. Categorically, objectively, the Averos HaChamuros are Yehurg Vayavur. That's an unbelievable machlokas. Balmor Ramban. When it comes to the Averos HaChamuros are Yehurg Vayavur, does it make any difference whatsoever what the mindset to the person who's forcing you to do so is? The Rambam writes, absolutely not. You know why? Because the Avera of Ritzicha, the Avera of Odazar, the Avera Gidei Rayos is so chamor, you have to give up your life. Who cares about the why question? The Balamor apparently argues very differently. No. It's because of the Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem Sheva. And the Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem is very different depending on why he's doing so. If he's doing so in order to somehow demonstrate that your religious conviction is not that significant, that's an incredible Chil Hashem. But if it's for the purpose of an Asatzman, that would not be the case. That's a stunning Chiddush of Balamor. That the why question is relevant even when it comes to Averos Chamuros. And the Rabban writes, absolutely not. What do you mean absolutely not? The Balamor is just quoting a Gemara. Gidei Rayos Avodah Zarah, Hanasatz Mishani. Oh, so the Ramban writes the following. Gili Arayos? What Gili Arayos? What's Gili Arayos? You know what the definition of Gili Arayos is? Misa, Kares. All Isuri B is called Gili Arayos. Gili Arayos. This is Biasakum. Achashverosh. Biasakum. Biasakum is not Gili Arayos. Biasakum is Shari Surim. And when it comes to Shari Yisrim, the why question is considered to be very relevant. But that's exactly the point of the Gemara. This is not called Gilei Arayos. In fact, when the Gemara raised the question, how is it possible for Esther Malka to avram herself with Hashverosh? The Gemara doesn't say Esther Gilei Arayos Ava. The Gemara says Esther Bifarhesi Avai. No? That means it was Shara Averos. But since everyone was aware of it, so sometimes even Shara Averos. The Ramban writes, isn't it clear from the Gemara? The Gemara did not consider it to be a case of Arayos. Ooh, so that's a fascinating shir. Separate shir, klali. What exactly is the status of Biasakum? Okay, the second case. That's us, no? The Ramban writes, Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. This is not Avodah Zarah. Providing kalim for a guy who will be open Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. The Ramban writes, that's Lifnei Iver. That's Lifnei Iver. And Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not Dinok Avodah Zarah. Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is Shari Surim. And Lifnei Iver is not Yehurg Vayavur. What Lifnei Iver takes on the characteristics of the Avera in hand. And therefore you're going to argue that Avodah Zarah is Yehurg Vayavur, and therefore Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is Yehurg Vayavur. Certainly not, the Ramban writes. So both examples of the Gemara, whoa, are Shari Surim. Biasakum is not Arayos, and Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not Avodah Zarah. And when it comes to Shar Isurim, yeah, that's the Chiddush Rava. The why question is absolutely critical. And how would the Balamor respond? Maybe the Balamor could respond in different ways, but maybe one possibility is clearly this. What do you mean? What do you mean? Lifnei Iver is just an Isur Kloli. And it doesn't take on the Chomer HaAvera of the Isser at hand. The Balamor sheet is clear. Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is Yehurg Vayavur. Is Yehurg Vayavur.
And the Rabban maintains that's not true, that Lifneiver Avodah Zarah is not Yehareg Vayavur.
One could explain this in different ways, but I say, Pashup Shah, that's our issue. Is Lifneiver a separate, standalone Avera with many different examples? But it's a standalone Avera which is Shari Surim. Or what do you mean? No, that's not true at all. That Lifneiver is a sniff. If it is an aspect of the Avera at hand, Lifneiver of Shabbos is Dino Keshabbos. Lifneiver of Avodah Zarah is Dino Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Mumar. And therefore, Yehareg Vayavur. Yehareg Vayavur.
That's a fundamental machlokes.
The Ramban and the Baal HaMor. Well, you know, there are other Rambans that you have as well. The Ramban writes, when the Torah describes Melech HaShabbos, the Torah tells us the following, V'chom Melecha lo yeyoseh, yeyoseh v'ayim, yeyoseh. You know what Rashi writes? Yeyoseh, afilu al yedei acher. Afilu al yedei acher. Chilul Shabbos cannot even be triggered through others. So the Ramban writes the following, what does Rashi mean? Afilu al yedei acher. Not only you cannot be mechalel Shabbos, but you cannot allow others to. The Ramban writes, what exactly does that mean? The Ramban writes, who is Acherim? If Acherim is a guy, Amir Lakum. But that's Nisa Daraisa. That's the meaning of the Pasuk. Lo Yesa means Afila Ayadeakum. There are three reasons to forbid Amir Lakum. Yeah, but Amir Lakum is a Shus. It's Nisa Darabana. You're going to tell me, no, it means Ayadei Yisrael.
I cannot facilitate a Yisrael will be Mechalel Shabbos.
Ramban writes, a Chiddush, no? You don't need a Pasuk for that. That's obvious, no? That's an Isser of Lifneiver. And if it's an Isser of Lifneiver, you don't need a Pasuk of V'chom Melech Halo Yeyaseh. Yeyaseh. Wow. That's a stunning Chiddush to Ramban. That can't be Pshat in the Pasuk because that's absolutely redundant because there's an Isser Lifneiver. So if there's an Isser Lifneiver, so why would the Torah go out of its way and tell us, Yehoseh? That's obvious. That's self-evident. Without this pasuk, I would have known that it's us. I would have known indeed that that's us. That's interesting. No, that to what extent does that line in the Ramban fit with the Ramban of Muhammad's? No? Because maybe one could have argued the following. If Lifneiver is only a din klali, if Lifneiver of Avodah Zarah, who is not Yehoreg Vayavur, because Lifneiver Av is only a standalone separate Isser, that's the nature of Lifneiver, just like when it comes to an Isra. Okay? So maybe one would have argued, oh, like Rabbi Kveger and Asun, yeah? That Lifneiver Av Shabbos is not Dini Shabbos, therefore not Dino Kamumar. But maybe one could argue the following, but, if you're not dealing with Lifneiver alone, you're dealing with a posuk that says, when it comes to Shabbos, v'chol melecha lo yeyaseh v'ayim, but that's a separate Isser. That, I would tell you, is embedded in the Parsha of Chilul Shabbos. Maybe one could argue, that's exactly Rashi Shita. What's the Ramban's Kasha? Why is it necessary for the Torah to describe Shabbos in terms of yeyaseh? It's obvious. There's this Lifneiver. If you're going to maintain Lifneiver as a din klali, and yeyaseh as a din prati, I'll tell you, whoa. I can disagree with Rabbi Kveger here in Shabbos and Aveis. Even if you hold Lifneiver as a din klali, Lifneiver is a din klali. But when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah goes out of its way and says V'chol Melecha lo yeyaseh afilu al Yisrael, and therefore my facilitating Shabbos is not just the Isser of Lifneiver. A possibility to miyashiv the kasha of the Ramban. I'll tell you, there's even a further Ramban. Wow. A Ramban Yevamos Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara tells us this. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Clear? Parsha Samar. Good. But the Pasuk tells us, Lo Yikafu. Lo Yikafu is B'Lashon Rabbi. It's not only talking about the Kohen. Well, so the Gemara says that's true. Then Echad Lo V'Echad La,
you know what? There's an Isser, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, there's a Lav Daraisa on the Kohen, and there's a Lav Daraisa on the Grusha. You know, maybe the Grusha could have thought that, look, it's not an Isser for me, it's an Isser for the Kohen. The Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha. So a Kohen who marries a Grusha, there is an Isser on the Kohen. But who says there's an Isser on the Grusha? Oh, so the Pasuk says, Lo Yikachu, that you know what? It's not only Nisa Daraisa for the Kohen. Kohen who marries a Grusha, it's Nisa Daraisa for the Grusha as well. And the Grusha will come forward and say, look, this isn't a result out of my Kedusha. They'll say, that's true, but nonetheless, Lo Yikachu, Uz the Ramban, Yuvam, Stathe Dalet. Why need the Pasuk of Lo Yikachu? What's wrong with Lifnei Iver? What's wrong with Lifnei Iver? Let's assume in principle the Isser would be on the Kohen. Yeah, but if she is marrying the Kohen, and as a result, the Kohen is violating this Isser, so obviously it's an Isser D'Oraisa. It's an Isser D'Oraisa Lifnei Iver. So why is it necessary? That's the Ramban's kasha. To have a pasuk of Lo Yikachu embedded in the parsha of Isurei Kohuna, obviously you have Lifnei Iver. Ooh, the Ramban has two teruts. One teretz is as follows. You know what? Is there malchus on Lifnei Iver? Let's assume that. No? Lefurish in the Rambam. Sefer Mitzvos, Shoresh Tes. There's no malchus on Lifnei Iver. So if I were to say, you know what? That her guilt is Lifnei Iver. Okay, so the Kohen gets malchus d'araisa for Lo Yikachu. And she violates Nisa d'araisa. There's no malchus. No, Lo Yikachu means echalo v'echalo. Loka. She gets malchus d'araisa. She gets Malkus Daraisa. Lifnei Iver would not trigger a Chiyuv Malkus. But if the Pasuk goes out of its way and tells us that this is part of Isurei Kohuna, and this Isser applies to both players, so therefore, there's Malkus. Okay. And then the Ramban writes something like stunning. Well, a second terms. Of course, in Lo Yikachu. You ready for this? Because I wouldn't have applied Lifnei Iver in this case. Why not? As a result of what she is doing, because the Isser of Kohen Grusha is a lav she'eino shava bako. It only applies to him, it doesn't apply to her. Whoa. What's that line in the Ramban? That's unbelievable, no? This is what's quoted as the sheet of the Munah Shmuel, the Marshak, Simen Yodalit, but it's Mefurish Ramban. Yivamas and Dapei Dalit. You know what? I'm obligated in Aver. I cannot be Machal Shabbos. If I provoke you, Machal Shabbos, that's my answer. Live name there. Let's assume we're dealing with an Aver that I'm exempt from. I'm not Chayiv in this Aver. Is there Lifnei Iver of an Avera that I am exempt from? What do you think? A typical case of Lifnei Iver is as follows. Well, you know what? It's an Avera for me, it's an Avera for you. And I go ahead and I provoke you to violate Avera. So what do you mean? That's part of my violation of Avera. But if you have an Avera that I am excluded from, if I'm excluded from the Avera, am I obligated in the Lifnei Iver of the Avera? No? Well, for example, Rabbi Kiveger, Brachos Tachav, Miklo Daf Yutes, Arachayim Reishayin Aleph, a triple Ashitas of Rabbi Kiveger. That if you're not Chayiv in a mitzvah, you're not Chayiv in the Arvus of that mitzvah. Well, if you're not Chayiv in a mitzvah, you're not Chayiv in the Arvus of that mitzvah. If women are exempt from a mitzvah, they're not chayiv in the arvus of that mitzvah. So, Gemara brachas dachav. Maybe women d'oraisa are exempt from birchas hamazon. If they're exempt from birchas hamazon, they're exempt from the arvus of birchas hamazon. So, a woman who benches can't be motzi a man. What do you mean? Kol yisor eden zebazeh. Yeah, but if they're exempt from birchas hamazon, they're exempt from the arvus of birchas hamazon. Because Arvus is considered to be an expansion of the mitzvah itself. One could disagree. One could have argued that maybe Arvus is like a standalone chiyuv. Imagine, for example, you know what? A woman has the only lulav and esrog in town. You know? And we kind of go over to her and say, can we use your dalet minig? And she says, absolutely not. And I said, well, what do you mean? Isn't there a sense of arvus? Isn't there a sense of kin responsibility? And she answers, lulav is a zman karam. Meaning, I'm exempt from lulav, and I'm exempt from the arvus of lulav. Is that really a cogent argument? Pashup Shana Karev Gevi, absolutely yes. Not that she should deny everybody benotel, but Rabbi Kaveh writes, if you're not chayiv in a mitzvah, maybe I would have argued, of course. Because the arvus is not from your perspective, it's from his perspective. If he's obligated to dalet minig, and you could see to it that he fulfills the mitzvah, and you refuse to do so, that's a breach of arvus. You're not obligated. You're not obligated, but he's obligated. Oh, so I'll play a flip side. Forget about arvus in the positive sense. Leaf neighbor in the negative sense. If I'm exempt from an Avera, can I be obligated in the Lifnei Iver of that Avera? So I would have said, well, of course, of course. In other words, if this Kohen, can I marry Grusha? And I do everything I can to see to it that the Kohen marries a Grusha. I spend hours with this Kohen convincing him it's the greatest, greatest shidduch in the world, no? And they turn to me and say, like, how in the world do you advise me? I say, because I'm not a Kohen. No, does that make sense? No. Yeah, but he's a Kohen. And it's a lav daraisa for him. You mean the Leif Neiver is from my... The Ramban writes yes. That's unbelievable, no? The Ramban writes yes. Since you're dealing with Isuri Kahuna, and since she is not included in Isuri Kahuna, there's no Leif Neiver. And that's why you need the Pasuk of Lo Yikachu, Echelov, Echelov. Because if the Torah would not go out of its way and say that this is Aser for her, it would not be Aser for her even... in terms of Leif Neiver. That's an unbelievable day in Ramban, no? That's an unbelievable day of Ramban. Yavam Mustaf Pei Dal. But take a look. Don't take my word for it, no? Take a look. Yavam Mustaf Pei Dal. This is a deal in Yeradea, Simin Samach Beis. Samach Beis. The tour goes out of his way and says the following, you know, for us, the Isser of Eivim Menachai only applies to Behemoth Torah, not for Behemoth Tameh. So I'm going to get up and I'm going to tell you, I want you to be careful, but you should realize the Isser of Eivim Menachai only applies to the Torah. No? So you know what the Bach and the Taz writes? L'may nafkamina. But the Isser of Eivim Menachai only applies to the Torah? And I'm telling you a great chiddush. For us, the Isser of Eivim Menachai doesn't apply to Behemoth Tameh because you can't eat a Behemoth Tameh anyway. Okay. So l'may nafkamina. Can I eat a Behemoth Tameh? Of course not. So I'm going to get up and tell you, but you know what? There's no additional Isser of Eivim Menachai and Behemoth Tameh. Because the whole Behemoth Tameh is considered to be Asur. L'may nafkamina. So you know what the Bach and some of Beis, the Taz and some of Beis writes? A nafkamina for Leif Neiver of a Goy. Whoa. Yeah, that's the Ramban, no? Nivam Asdaf Pei Dalet. No, that's unbelievable. That means the following, that if I go ahead and I give Eivim Menachai Behemoth Tameh to a goy, do I violate Isser of Neiver? A goy is not allowed to eat Eivim Menachai Behemoth Tameh. But for me, is there an Isser of Eivim Menachai? If Eivim Menachai would apply for me, for Yisrael, to a Behemoth Tameh, it would be an Isser of Leif Neiver for me to give it to a goy. But if there is no Isser of Eivim Menachai, it's only Isser of Behemoth Tameh, which is mutter to the goy, I don't violate Leif Neiver by giving Eivim Menachai Behemoth Tameh to a goy. That's what the Bach said. That's such a chiddush, no? You know what the answer is? The Ramban, you almost paid out. And the Brit Chodesh disagrees. What do you mean? If it's an aver for him, and you're giving it to him, that's an Isser, leave the aver. You're not obligated. Well, why does that matter? Well, that's a stunning chiddush of Ramban, no? I will tell you the following. If the starting point is that the Isser, leave the aver is a simas mechshol, Asimas Mikshal. There I'll tell you it's very misdoctored that everything is from the perspective of the Osaveira. No? I'm not allowed to go ahead and to cause him to stumble. Okay, so him. But if you're gonna tell me no Leif Neiver is the Shukdus in my Saveira, you're considered to be a player in the Avera. I'll get up and scream, but I'm not obligated in that Avera. For me, this is not considered to be an Avera at all. That's the Chiddush the Ramban. That if this is not an Avera, So therefore, what do you mean that you have a hand in this aver? I am not obligated in this aver. If you're going to tell me, oh yes, but...
Chiddush, no? There is a way, but I want you to think about it. Maybe we'll speak in the future, no? How to resolve all these Rambans. But Ramakomos, no? The Ramban in Sanhedrin Daf Yezayin, the Ramban Lo Yesevahem, and the Ramban Yevamos, Nafei Dalet, no? But I will tell you the starting point is all of these are the nature of the Din Klala, the Din Prati of Lif Neiver. Oh, I'll tell you a following Chiddush.
This is unbelievably relevant for all the sigmas we're doing. Tosus Sanhedrin Samach Gimel is bothered by the following kasha. That's where the Gemara tells us that there's no malchus and alav shebecholos. If I have a single pasuk, and the single pasuk tells me, don't do A, B, C, D. The classic example, lo sochlu al hadam. That's the Gemara's example. There's so many isurim that are derived from that pasuk, aside from the pasuk shat and the pasuk, but nasara for ben sora mori. And mefarcheses, and Bezdin does not eat when they're putting someone to death. Ooh, the Rambam adds the Gemara Brachos, eating before davening. Poshu Shat Rambam in Issa Daraisa. Wow. All of that is included in Sochel Adam, and therefore, no malchus. Ein lokin alav shebacholos. Sanhedra samakin. You have one Issa that branches into multiple Isurim. Ooh. There's no... Oh, Sotosis asks an unbelievable question. How then can you get Malchus for Chilul Yontif? Chilul Shabbos, okay. Karis Kilachatos. Yontif, Malchus. How can you get Malchus for doing Malach on Yontif? Isn't... Isn't that a classic example of Alav Shebecholos? Alav Shebecholos. The Torah says, don't do malacha on Shabbos. You know what that means? It means don't write, and it means don't plow, and don't seed, and don't flay, and don't tan, and everything we're learning. No, so you have a single pasuk with multiple Yisurim. That's an unbelievable kasha tosis. Now, how in the world can there be Malchus, which there is, on Malachis Yantif? So Tosis does not answer this, but this is the Teretz of the Ramban. Where is this Ramban found? Sefer HaMitzvah Shorash Tes. Because Sefer HaMitzvah Shorash Tes is the Rambam Shorash of Bav Shebecholos. Ramban writes a magnificent Hagdara, so mistaber, but it speaks volumes in terms of Masechet Shabbos, that in order to be called Lav Shebecholos, it's not enough to have Gufin Mukhlakim, you have to have Shemus Mukhlakim. You have to have a different Shem Issa.
If there are many examples of the same Issa, that's not called Lav Shebecholos.
If there are many examples of the same Avera, that's not called Lav Shebecholos. Lav Shebecholos is that there are multiple Isurim derived from the same pasuk. What? Wow. You see that Ramban? Unbelievable. Now, in a word, Lav Shebecholos is only Shemos Mechulot. Unbelievable. And then the application of Ramban. Unbelievable. And this, ooh, you should know, and all the sugyas you learned. Is this a machlokes? Is this not a machlokes? You know what the relationship between Borer and Tofin is? Gufin machlokin, not Shemus machlokin. There are different examples of Chilul Shabbos. They're not separate Yisuri Shabbos. Whoa. That's an unbelievable Chiddush, no? They're Lamates Malachos. That means there are 39 examples of Malacha. Not that there are 39 Isurim of Shabbos. Wow. It's a magnificent Hadar the Ramban and the application of the Ramban. Just blows you away, no? That's the relationship between A and B. That's unbelievable. I would tell you this is against Tosfos Rid, Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches. The Tosfos Rid, why Kuf Lamed Ches? That's a sugya of Misham and Mishum, Mai Masvinim. How do you give Hasra on Shabbos? So, you know what? Ooh. The Tosfos Rid writes, okay, but the Matzina Havar Lachalak Yatzas. Once we assume, Shabbos Tafayim, Chiluk Malachos, Rabbi Nassim, Havar Lachalak Yatzas, you ready for this? Ki iluk siv lab akol malacho umalacha. Every one of the Lamtas Malachos has a separate lab. Vahavik mo lavim de chelev adam. And the relationship of Bor and Tochei is like chelev and dam. V'tzarech lahasra sachem mishum chelev adam mishum dam v'chein kol malacho malacho. And just like you have to give hasra for chelev, and you have to give hasra for dam, you have to give a separate hasra for each and every malacha. That's unbelievable, that Tosfos Rid. That the relationship of one malacha of Shabbos to another malacha of Shabbos are worlds apart. They're not just examples of the same Isser, but there are 39 Isserei Shabbos. Ki'ilu ksiv lav akol malacha umalacha. This Tosfos Rid could not agree with that Ramban. Because the Ramban writes, the reason that there's Malchus from Maleches Yantiv is because Maleches Yantiv is not Vav Shebechalos. They're not Shemus Mechalkin, only Gufin Mechalkin. Poshim Shad against the Kiddush of Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid would have to give another terrorist to Rambam's Kasha. And in fact, Tosfos, Sanher Nasama Gimel, gives a different terrorist to this Kasha. Wow. So when you learn Masechta Shabbos, right, you have to learn that very carefully. No? That Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah Shoresh Tes, the Tosfos Rid Kuf Lamed Ches, the Tosfos Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. That's pretty heavy. No? If you don't learn that, you're not going to fully appreciate the relationship between one malacha and another. Okay. How does that relate to us? Ooh, because I'll tell you this. There, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Mafurish. Sefer Mitzvah Shoresh Tes, but there is no Malchus on Lifnei Iver, because the Rambam writes Lifnei Iver is an example of Lav Shebechalos. That's the Rambam and the Ramban. But Lav Shebechalos requires separate Yisurim, not just multiple examples of the same Issa. No? I guess that when it comes to Lifnei Iver, you know what? That these are not just different examples of the same Isser, of a Simas Nifshel, but you know what? Maybe, Lifnei Iver of Shabbos to Shabbos. Lifnei Iver of Ever Menachai is Ever Menachai. Each one of the Isserim Lifnei Iver is a different Shem Isser. And therefore, it's considered to be Lav Shebechlalos. Lav Shebechlalos. Wow. That's Mefurish in the Rambam and the Ramban. If you look in the Ritva, it's Mefurish in Ritva. And that's the Givam Mustaf Pei Dalet. The Ritva writes, what do you mean? That they're Taryag Isurim of Lifnei Iver. He doesn't use the word Taryag, but he writes all Isurei Torah. All Isurei Torah. Each one of these Surah Torah has a separate Lifnei Iver. Oh, so that's very good. That's Lav Shebechalos. There's a big difference between Lifnei Iver and Chil Yontif. In Chil Yontif, there are many examples of the same Isser. In Lifnei Iver, there are multiple Isserim. Wow. That's pretty unbelievable. Is there another way to understand the Rambam and the Ramban? Lifnei Iver is Lav Shebechlalos. Yeah, I think it can hedge a little bit. It can hedge. Maybe I'll tell you the following. Yeah, Lifnei Iver is Lav Shebechlalos. Because there are multiple Yisurim. How many Yisurim? Tarya. No. Not Tarya. You know what I'll tell you? Two Havdaras. Two Havdaras. Avodah Zarah Davav, Lifnei Iver, when it comes to Mitzvos and Yisurim, and the Torah's Kohanim, the Sefer Achinuch, Reish Lamed Beis. There's Lifnei Iver of Eitzarah. Maybe it's a lav shebichlolos because of two Havdaras, not Tayag Havdaras. No? That's a Kiddush, no? No one's jumping? No? Be quiet? Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's lav shebichlolos because there are two Havdaras. You don't need Tayag Havdaras for lav shebichlolos. You need multiple Yisurim. Yeah, maybe that's enough to call multiple, but that's not what the Ritva writes. The Ritva, Yom HaSafei Dalet, says it's lav shebichlolos because of all Yisurim Torah. Not because it's lav shebichlolos, because of, the Eitzarah as opposed to Yisurim. Well, I'll tell you, Harifa Samin Chaskin, Chresh Laman Beis, but it's a Dean, no? Achiezer, Chaykin Ol Samin Pe'alev. I encourage a person to violate an Issad Rabbah. He does it. Leaf Ne'iv Rabban Issad Rabbah. Can the Leaf Ne'iv Rabban Averad Rabbah be an Issad Araisa? You know, maybe if you're going to tell me that I have a hand in the Avera. Okay, I have a minor, you know, I have a supporting role. But my guilt in the supporting role is even more than, he's the player. I'm the supporting actor. No, he's the actor. No. So in such a case that if his is an Issa Drabban and mine's an Issa, most absolutely yes. What do you mean? An Issa Drabban is a terrible Isara. No? I tell a guy to invest, and it goes bust. That's Leif Neiver. I tell a guy to buy the new Sidra Banan. That's worse. That's a fascinating deal, no? Can Leif Neiver of an Sidra Banan be an Sidra Aysen? No? That's in Kiddush. And I'll throw out the following deal that I think could be related again. I want you to think about it. For whatever reason, you know, this guy is really like dead set. You know, everybody has a mission in life, and his mission in life is to cause you to stumble. Now, that's his mission in life. And Baruch Hashem, he's not successful. Right? The roommate tries to, you know, no, I'm not going to. You sleep in, but I'm gonna be here. Okay. Yeah. A guy who places the nutshell. And guess what? You walk around. You don't fall. Is that an Issa Leif Neiver? Wow. You know, the classic case of Leif Neiver is, I guess, I give the Nazir the wine and the Nazir drinks. I give the Nazir the wine and the Nazir says, what are you nuts? I'm not allowed to drink wine. I say, yeah, I was just trying to tempt you. I was just trying to bait you, no? So, is there an Issa of Leif Neiver when there's a Sima Smitshul, B'li Aver. I don't know if that's so obvious, no? I'll tell you this, some people, Lashon HaGemara, you tell me if it's Mukhaf Lashon HaGemara, I'll tell you, not Kedush Naf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says that Rav Huna wanted to test the character of his son Rav. So Rav Huna took silks that I guess were very precious to his son, and Karabate, he ripped it in his son's presence. So the Gemara says, how in the world, how could you do that? No? The Gemara says, Dilma Rosach, maybe his son would have really become angry and he would have maybe lashed out Rachman was on his father. And what's wrong with the son lashing out at the father? You know what the father would say? Keep it out, eh? No, that's all the Gemara says, no? The Gemara says, and if the son lashes out the father is violating his Israelite name of the Sita Nutshell. No? How can you bait? No? How do you read that line of the Gemara? No. The Gemara says the following. How could Rav Huna do such a thing? He provoked his son, and Dilma Rasa, the Kavli Fnei. Does the Gemara mean Dilma Rasa? That maybe his son would have become very angry? And if and only if Rabbah would have acted inappropriately, then it would have been Lifnei Iver? Or is Gormi sending him out? Maybe he could have stumbled, and therefore it is absolutely Lifnei Iver. I think you can read it either way, no? Dilma Rasach, Vakalivasi Dimisha. Does Dilma Rasach mean an if and only if, or no? Since there's a possibility could have, therefore, objectively, categorically, that is Lifneiver. That's a fascinating machlokes. Can you invite Lifneiver without an Avera? I'll tell you, maybe that hinges on this issue. That if you assume that Lifneiver is an Isra of Simas Michshel, maybe love dafka that the person has to fall. Simas Michshel, you're a scoundrel, no? You're going ahead, a person's blind, and you're putting obstacles in his way. And I turned to the guy and said, like, what in the world, you know? And the answer is, he didn't fall. So how are you going to respond to that? He didn't fall, right? I want you to marry my daughter, but how are you going to respond to that? No, like, here, it's not it. That is crazy, you know? You're facing an obstacle in front of a blind person, and your answer is, well, he didn't fall. It could have been worse. It could have been worse. Still terrible. Or do I argue that, no, that without an Avera, how can you have a Lifneiver? The Hagdar of Lifneiver is that we attribute the Chil Shabbos, Shtiyas Yayin. You know what? This is my focus, the Chazon Ish, no Paimonism. The Chazon Ish, Yerodeus in the Samach Beis. Lifneiver requires an Avera. Once there's an Avera, we can take a step back and I'll ask, who do we attribute this Avera to? To the Osa Avera or also to the Mapshil? But without an Avera, we're not talking about Tzidkus, but without an Avera, you can't speak about the Lav D'Araisa. Rav Chaim Ozer disagrees, right? And Achiezer, Chelet Gimel, Simon Pei Aleph. Simas Mipshil is the Issa. Oh, I'll tell you something cool, but I want you to think about it. What's the case in the Gemara? Above on the base. This Nazir is on the other side of the riverbank. He doesn't have any access to wine. Right, go ahead and I toss some wine. So what's the sheet of the Chazon Ish? So if the guy says, well, you're nuts, and throws the wine back, but if he drinks, I violate Lifneiver. I was born there. So what do you think about this possibility? Now, when the Nazir drinks the wine, he violates Tulisa. He violates the Isser of Shtiyas Yayin of a Nazir, obviously. But by drinking the wine, the Nazir violates Lifneiver because it was Machshil, the Moshe, the Nisr Lifneiver, the Sitimash. What do you think about that? Well, are there two Isser when another drinks the wine? Because Chazon Ish writes, you need an Avera. If I, the Nazir, wouldn't drink the wine, no Avera. By the Nazir drinking the wine, whoa. He violated, but he caused the Moshe. I'll tell you a diuk in Tosus that it's not that way. Not that way. The last Tosus in Ezel Neshech. Now, Asiyum, no? You learn such a hard parak. You get to the last Tosus. The last Tosus, whoa. Tosus says the following. Above Metzia, the Ayin Hamadez. Tosus says this. We work out this whole deal, this whole loan. Mamish ribis darais. Ribis darais. I want you to pay me 150 cents on the dollar. We're great. We're good. We're good. Now, so Tosus says, realize the malva violates an isser, the lova violates an isser. Let's assume, for example, we have an arev and we have aden. The arev violates an isser, losa simonesha. The aden violates an isser, losa simonesha. Don't even set up the deal. And guess what? If you and I agree to this loan and we get these guys to witness it, you and I, the malva lova, violate lifneiver. Because we're causing these guys, the aid and the aray, to violate an issa. Okay. Tosus raises the following question. The aray and the aiding, they violate an issa with osa simon esha. The Torah says, don't even participate in setting up and structuring such a deal. But Tosus. At times, Tosus says, ready for this? At times, Tosus says, the aray and the aiding are going to violate lifneiver also. Let's assume this follows. I'm the malva, and I want 150 cents on the dollar. But there's no way I'm going to lend you a penny unless they're aiden. There's no way I'm going to lend you a penny unless there's an aray. So the whole deal would go bust if not for the aiden and the aray. Oh, so Tosa, that's the case, that without the aiden, without the aray, the whole deal would go bust. So by the Eidim and the Arya participating, they caused the Ma'av Alava to buy the Isra of Avarivis. So Tosa says, if that's the case, that the Arev and the Eidim were so critical that without them, Lo wouldn't take place, that's their Yisr Lifnei Iver, because the Havav depended on them. Also ask you the following idea. What do you think? Good or not? That's a Chiddush, no? What do you mean? Even if the deal would go through, even if the deal indeed would go through, without the Arev and the Eidim, Not like Tosas.
But by them participating, they were machshil, the malve and the love in the Isra of Lifnei Iver. Because Tosas says that the malvnor are violating Lifnei Iver if they engage Eidim. Apparently, no, that's going to be Lifnei Iver of a Lifnei Iver. Apparently, Tosas assumes no. Leaf neighbor has to be much more direct, no? Only if the loan depended upon them. So maybe a deal can tosis, no? But Metzir find he against this particular Chiddush. Against this Chiddush. But I would tell you the starting point of that Chazon Ish and that Reb Chaim Ozer is how you understand this, or leaf neighbor. If it's shutfis in Aveira, you need an Aveira. And if it's just like an Isra of Simas Michshol, do you necessarily need an Aver? The Torah takes a stand on a person who baits and provokes, bullies, right? Regardless of whether the person goes for the bait or whether, in fact, he does not. Do you need an Avera for the Isra of Lifnei Velosite Michshol? And if that's the Chakira, whether it's part of, I would say, you know what? That can, again, you can break all of the Shitas there, but that can trail back to our beginning point. If you need an Avera because the nature of neither is shutfus in my Savera, is it such a door portion that Rabbi Kleger writes in Shabbos and Dabbeis that Lifnei Iver of Chil Shabbos is not called Yisuri Shabbos, it's called Shari Sir? If it's an Isra of Simas Mishraf, so yes. If it means shutfus in my Savera, maybe not, maybe not at all. No? Sir, I will tell you, so we have to talk. No? So maybe come up to me the next day, so let's talk about the three ha'aras, the Ramban, how they can work together, right? And right, this Dion, whether you can possibly have a leaf neighbor of a leaf neighbor, and the broadest issue, why is leaf neighbor considered to be lav shebechlelos? Is it because of Taryag Isurim? Or is it because of two hagdaros? The eights as opposed to cases of mitzvah? And if eights is sufficient for leaf neighbor, you know, so telling a person to violate a minute is also an etzara. So causing a person to violate a minute could be an issa daraisa of leaf neighbor, not worse than an etzara. Right? Is that really true? Is that really true as well? So think about the hagdaros, right, the possibilities, and see if you can piece it all together. Okay.